I was born and raised in the Bakersfield Church, pastored by Brother I.H. Terry. A few years ago, a man told me that all of his life's problems and troubles were caused by three men. Those three men influenced and affected my life also. I told him the difference between us was in how one responded to their influence. One of the three was my pastor and elder, Brother I.H. Terry. Brother Terry put a solid foundation under those of us who came out from under his ministry. He was certain of his calling. He was certain of the word of the Lord. He instilled truth and a love for truth in our hearts. Brother Terry was a developer of men. He believed in the commission, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." One thing about Brother Terry, he was always the teacher. The last time I saw him, a few months before his passing, when I walked into his home, he was sitting in his chair. He told me to sit down, pick up the Bible, and read a certain verse. I did. He then began to teach me one final lesson of life. I am forever indebted and thankful for his influence and his leadership in my life. Pastor Frost, who now pastors the church in Bakersfield, gave me my first job. But I gave part of my body to the cause. He was my mentor. He was my counselor. And at Brother Terry's passing, he has become the elder in my life. But over and above all else, he has been a friend to me at all times. To Pastor Frost and the church family of Bakersfield, California, I say thank you for continuing the work started 65 years ago. If God tarries, my prayer is that God gives this church many more years of genuine apostolic revival. I want to say God bless you from the depth of my heart, Brother and Sister Dansby, and the church family in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Here up, you say, well, we're going to let you join demons. But back with me, would you?
Amen.
I need help.
I do too.
I like you.
Amen.
Are you one of those boys? Jesus, folks?
Won't! Yeah! Yes, I am!
God, we ain't sitting in
there.
All right. I want you to read me game 4, 11, 12. Hurry. Hurry, Brother Johnny. It's going to get better.
Speak not evil one of another, brethren.
Speak not evil one of another, brother.
He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able...
Lawgiver! Read on.
Who is able to save and to destroy.
He's able. Hey. Yes. You know, when they throw those three Hebrew children in that fire furnace, they said we took care of them. Hey, they were dealing with a lawgiver.
Amen.
Able to destroy or able to keep.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
They come out without even the smell of smoke on them. How like that? Yeah. Ain't that good?
Amen.
Man, that's good.
Amen.
Wow. What a God. Now we're going to go in a little further. Oh, this is really good. 1 Corinthians 4. Two and three. I believe it'll be it. Won't you hear this?
Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
We don't.
But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self.
We don't.
For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord.
We don't.
Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God.
What does that 15th verse say?
For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ.
Though you have 10,000 instructors. We don't. 10,000 instructors.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Yet have ye not many fathers.
Yet don't have many fathers. Brother Westburn, you come over here. I want you to help me. No, you've got a reputation of being able to stand on your own two feet. I want you to sit right there. I want to be your boy. I want to be your boy, and I want you to get after me. Start eating me up.
Terry, what do you mean doing that?
Reno, I'm your boy.
You know better than that.
Reno,
what excuse do you have?
Just what kids do, you know, when you get at them. What'd that say? What did it say, John? He said we don't have what?
Ye have not many fathers.
Now, Dad, you just eat me out. We don't have many fathers. You talked over hard to me, but I was a stubborn child. Dad, I did wrong. I want you to forgive me. Really, Daddy, I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to preach like you. But I made a mistake. I'll ask Mama to forgive me. Will you forgive me, Daddy? Will you forgive me? I'm not even fit to be your son. But if I could preach like you, Dad. If I could hold my head and walk like you. Now, which one that you wouldn't forgive?
All right.
We're short of fathers. We got plenty of hatchet men. We got plenty of judges.
But we need fathers. Hello, Daddy.
How about Dad? You know, he used to whip me when I had it coming. We'd go in the house. He was really smart. I'd come in about half scared, you know. He'd be reading the paper. And I'd just be walking so careful. He'd say, Ike, get me a drink. Oh, boy, me and my dad don't speak in terms. Oh, I went and got that water for him. Man, I was so happy to bring it to him. Because Dad wasn't mad at me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to tell him?
I understand.
We have a father. I can make him, I'd say a boo-boo out of myself. But Father, I miss you. Will you forgive me? Did you know Brother Westberg? He loves his children more than you love yours.
Oh, I believe that.
I promise you, dear. I promise you, he does. He died. He wanted us so bad that he died for us when we were yet sinners. Placing his spirit in us, giving us the revelation. But you know, we sin along the way. I want you to get me Galatians 5:18. This is going to be a killer. You know what a killer is? It's going to be a killer. Well, you listen to it. Now, the women laughed at rings. Don't you men laugh at this. What did it say?
But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
We don't.
Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery.
Adultery.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Uncleanness.
Uncleanness.
Lasciviousness. Idolatry.
Idolatry.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Variance.
Variance.
Emulations.
Emulation.
Wrath.
Wrath.
Strife.
Strife.
Seditions.
Sedition.
Heresies.
Heresies.
Envies.
Envy.
Murders.
Murders.
Drunkenness.
Drunkenness.
Revelings.
Revelings.
And such like.
Such like. Count. What verse do you read that last one on?
21.
Count to verse chapter 6:1.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault.
What fault was he talking about? The fault he mentioned. What fault was he talking about?
Yes, sir.
Did you read them all? Would you read them all?
Every one of them.
If you be overtaken in a fault, you, which is spiritual, bring out the hatchet, man. Bring out the judges, or bring out the spirit.
All right.
And what you say you do, Dad?
Forgive.
You forgive? Well, he's the judge of spirits. I made a mistake. I was overtaken in a fault, Dad. Don't you have anything more, Daddy? Won't you forgive me? I'm going to tell you what it was, though, Dad. It was with a girl. Are you spiritual enough, Dad, to try to help me? Or are you going to kill me with a hatchet? I'm your son. You be my son for a minute, will you? Son, you've hurt the
man.
You've hurt the cause.
Yes, sir.
I'm ashamed. But I'm holding my head up anyway.
Yes.
Mother's holding her head up. But honey, you're young. You still got time. God will forgive you. If you'll make straight paths with your feet, lift up the hand that has fallen, and strengthen the feeble knee. Can you do it, son?
Yes, sir.
I'm with you. Let the whole world go to hell, but as far as me, son, me and you, you know what we're doing? Dad, will you?
Yes, sir.
Would you work like that or not? Would you work like that or not? Would you work like that or not?
Yes.
Would you work like that or not? Would you work like that or not? Somebody says, yes, but he's a preacher. Honey, I want to tell you about a preacher. Did you know a preacher that has kids that don't behave? How can he take care of the house of God if he can't take care of his children? Should he turn in his card till his kids grow up, or should he keep preaching? Keep preaching. You hear what he said? Keep preaching. Well, the Bible says that a bishop has to have his house under control.
Little by little.
Go little by little. Little by little. Little by little. Little by little. I got another thing I'm going to say. Now, little by little. You know another thing you're supposed to do? He's supposed to have a good report of them within and without. You know Pentecostal preachers have run off, leaving bills in practically every town across the country. And the people that they owe had just charged it to God because they knew they wasn't going to get it anyway. Now, he's supposed to have a good name, but they keep preaching. What would you do? Keep preaching or turn in your card till you got all your bills paid?
Card.
Would you turn in your card? Would you turn in your card or keep preaching? Well, you know, every man don't have a church that'll support him, and there's not many aluminum cans you can pick up along the roadside anymore. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going by little by little. I'm going to take it to the Father. I'm going to say, Dad, don't forget me, Daddy. Oh, that little boy, you used to want to be just like you. Be you perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. How you do it? We got his mind. If we'll live by his mind, we'll judge by his mind. Where will we wind up? In a mansion Dad's going to fix for. Right?
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 Right.
Right.
Right?
Right.
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 Hey, I got one thing I want to tell you, Brother Westberg. Don't overcorrect.
Yes,
sir. Because he's talking to the Father.
Yes, sir.
And he's on his knees. And he's weeping. He's fasting. And he's praying. And he said, Lord, you know, the devil, you've been here. I was overtaken in a fault. Will you forgive me?
Yes, sir.
Will you restore me, Father?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got one more jump. I got to go down there and clear that Pentecostal board. Don't you give any hope for a man that's overtaken in a fault in the works of the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Then you'll not judge too hard.
Right.
But let me tell you what will happen. The old boy that has this hope in him purifies himself, even his Heavenly Father's pure. You know why? Because he'll see his mistake. He'll see his mistake. And he said, oh God, I'm a disgrace to your family. I'm a shame and reproach. But I remember what you said in your word. You're able to make me stand. You know of any way I could clear that California, that international board. Hey, Father. Hey, Dad. Jesus, I confess my sin. Your faith and just forgiving, but they took the word to his knee. And they're destroying me. Lord, are those men sinning a sin that men don't want to be partakers of? By overcharging. Come on, you're tough as I am. They tell me you're tough. Well, he's got a name of it, hasn't he? Would anybody say amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I like that. You know why I like that? I like a man tell the truth. A man can overcorrect, can't you? And a man can hold something against you when God's done forgiving you, can't you?
God's true, right.
And he can go to heaven while you're hollering he can't get in, too, can
he? Yes, sir.
I like you. You know why I like you? You have a name, that you preach it like it is. Have you got a sister in Africa?
No.
You got any cousins over there? Where are some of your cousins? Well, did you get the name you got that just did tough? Or a decent name, preacher?
I'm kind,
brother. Are you kind? I tell you, you're kind if you got the fruit of the Spirit. If you judge like God wants you to judge, you got to be kind. You got to be forgiven. You know what that does? That gives me hope. You know what gives me hope for? Some of my brothers. You know what they've done? You know what they've done? Overtaken in a fault. But you know what? That word says, you, which are spiritual, will you restore me?
I'll do my best.
Considering yourself.
Right.
Have you ever been tempted? Can I tell you a story? Can I tell you a story?
Yes, sir.
My wife had a sleeper brain hemorrhage for 7 years. Couldn't move a muscle. I could say, do you love me? Blink your eyes. And she'd blink her eyes, but she couldn't move a muscle. Had a feeder for a tube in the nose. And I was a man. I've known two women since I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. in sex, and they're both my wives. One past, and I own one. One old boy told me, said, Brother Terry, if you go wrong, you can still preach for me, and you can tell the UPC that. I'm not bragging on that, because I could possibly... You know, you can get where... You know, over in the fifth chapter of Corinthians, there was a man that had his own father's wife. Was that his mother he's shacking up with, or his stepmother?
I don't know.
Huh? Did you know that Paul, that was in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 year later, he said, if any have offended,
yeah.
If any, that took that old boy in. Forgive him. For whom you forgive, I forgive. If you forgive a man in the spirit, God will forgive the man. And if you don't, God knows you're judging too hard. If a man is done wrong, it won't be long if you preach it like it is that he'll go join Demas. He'll join Demas. He can't stand this Holy Ghost preaching. And anyway, you're to reprove and rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come they will not endure. But you know that old boy that was shacking with his own daddy's wife? That's pretty low, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What if that had been his mother? That's showing up low, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Paul said, if any, and that took him in. Second chapter of 2 Corinthians. If any have offended, you forgive them. And if you forgive them, he says, whom you forgive, I forgive. The Spirit forgives if the church will forgive. But if you get your hard head set and you're going to make this thing so clean that Jesus Christ would have a problem living in it, because he did eat with the publicans and the Pharisees, you know. And I think that harlot did wash his feet. If I saw a harlot wash your feet, you know what I'd do? If I didn't know God, I'd say, my God, I wonder what we got going here. I wonder what we got going. I wonder what his wife going to say when he gets home. Brother, he works so far different than we work. Johnny King, how am I doing?
I got the picture.
Brother Price, you ashamed of me?
No.
Brother Pugh, you ashamed of my preaching?
You're being actarian. We appreciate that.
Brother?
No, I'm not ashamed of that. That's right.
Brother Vixen, you wrote me the letter to come.
I did.
Are you sorry you wrote it?
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going to quit. I got more. But I'm taking advantage of your youth. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. You're not tough. I'm going to quit. You've been a beautiful audience. I preached to you the Word of God. Anybody in here wanted to say, Brother Terry, I want to debate you on that? That you didn't? You just stick up your finger and you get with me. And one thing we're going to do, if it's going to be in your area, you got to pay my way. You got to take care of me while I'm there. I didn't abuse these scriptures. Did I abuse the scriptures?
No, sir.
Did I misuse the scriptures?
No, sir.
Did I mishandle anything?
No, sir.
Did I?
No.
Did I?
All right.
Did I? Did I?
No, sir.
I'm glorying in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Did I?
You're all right.
Did I?
Okay.
Somebody, hey, I preached it 40 years for church. They said it a lot like later than this. None of them ever fell out the window, but they stood it. Didn't they, Brother King?
Yeah, I fell asleep a lot of nights.
What? Oh. I had a fellow one time, he yawned real loud sitting on the platform. I made him go wash his face and told him to ever yawn out loud again while I was preaching. I didn't want him on the platform.
Right.
Now I'm going to close. I'm preaching.
to a board. Every living soul could have been away from here but this board. I was invited to come preach to a board.
Yes, sir.
If you take the words that I've given you and I rightly divided them, right?
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
I've rightly divided them. I pray for you men that sit on the board. The Bible said if a man be overtaken in a fault, the Bible said they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That is, if that's their plans. If that's their living, they can join Demas. But if they were overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, don't send me any hatchet men. Don't send me any judges. I want Christ. This board's supposed to have the mind of Christ. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Brother Bryce, I do want to say this one thing. I very seldom ever get to see you, but you're a great presbyter. Not a presbyter, a great superintendent.
Thank you.
You know who told me that last week?
Oh.
H.K. Duke. You know when he said you were? He said you're fair.
Yeah.
You can't hardly beat that, can you?
I don't know.
Well, look up the synonym for fair. Now.
Okay.
You know what? If you judge something that I don't believe, I don't have to be a partaker of your evil deeds if you judge wrong. And I might not have an opportunity to say, Brother Price, I'll talk to you. I'm way down on the ladder. I'd have to approach you and then I sit down. You may tell me to take another seat. That's prepared for somebody else. But I do want to say this. He said you're fair. If a man be overtaken in a fault, I believe that's about 6 verses from the works of the flesh. The last thing that David said to that Joab, you know what he said? I believe it's Joab. He said, remember the young men. You remember him saying it?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm so glad I got old. You know why I'm glad I'm old? I don't have to fight as many devils as I used to have to fight. And I'm not going to tell you all them. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
But I appreciate you and men like you that never have to fight him.
Who are you looking at?
Never tempted. And never have to pray, God, heal my mind.
My Lord.
You'll forgive me for that, won't you? Using you?
Oh, I'm glad for you to use.
But the idea is, I said there was 10% that couldn't comprehend. I'm breaking it down to where they can comprehend.
Good.
You with me? Remember the young men.
Amen.
If a man be overtaken in the fault, You know what Jesus said when he said you'll learn what that means? He said the sick need a physician. If a man is overtaken in a fault in this, he's sick.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a father.
Yes, sir.
He needs a father to go to you. Come up here, won't you? I want them to look at me while he talk at me. Some kids, five in mind, talk to me pretty rough. Tell me, straighten up. And they get me one like this. Talk to me.
Straighten up, Brother Terry.
No, sir.
Straighten up, son. You know, we still have the woodshed out in the back. I don't know how to talk rough, Brother Terry.
But you know how to say, son, you missed it.
Yes, sir.
You brought a reproach on the family.
Yes, sir.
You've been a disgrace to your children, your mother, your wife, your daddy, everybody. But I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
Daddy, I want to preach like you.
Yes, sir.
I want to look like you. I want people to say, that's Kilgore's boy. That's Kilgore's boy.
Right.
I want to throw my head back. But I miss you, Daddy.
Yes,
I can't do that. But will you forgive me?
Yes, sir.
And you know I told it to the Lord and He forgave me. What are you going to do? He said, rebuke me. Does that mean kill me?
No.
That mean dispose of me?
No, sir.
That mean put me out with Oral Roberts?
No, sir.
Billy Graham?
No, sir.
That bunch up there in the... Oh, what is that bunch that got the whole Jesus name?
South Bend.
What?
South Bend.
South Bend? You're going to put me out
south? No way.
You're going to make me go with a Mexican brother?
No, sir.
Daddy, I want you to be proud of me.
Yes, sir.
Will you?
Yes.
Now, will you want to, you, when you, you know, I know when I walk in, I'll see people whispering. I'll see people whispering when I walk in. Dad, I know they're going to be talking about me. Will you still hold your head up, Dad?
Yes, I will.
Will you tell me to hold my head up?
Yes, I will.
I belong to the Father.
Right.
Hey, Johnny King, can I hold my head up?
Yes, sir. Hold it up.
Amen.
If you say you have not sinned, you make him a liar and the truth not in you. And I want to tell you another thing. If you never were tempted by a woman in your life, I don't know if you're all man. You might be a eunuch. Wait.